Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. Welcome, 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 everybody, to everyone's favorite show, the number one rated show in the state of North Carolina, Howdy Hillsboro, starring myself, crime fiction author and bartender at Yonder, Eric Pruitt, with my co-host, Alexis Bravos, massage therapist and co-bartender. Sup, Alexis?
What's up, Eric?
Oh, you know, it's Sunday morning here in beautiful downtown Colonial AF, North Carolina, Hillsboro, North Carolina, and I'm in the mood for a Bialy. So what do you say we go to Steve's and get us one?
I don't know if we're going to find any Bialys there.
Oh, watch. Watch me. Hey there. Welcome to Steve's. How can I help you? Hey, we're looking for a Bialy. All right, I got you one right here. Hey, that's not a Bialy. That's Jake Bialos. What the hell? What are you? Did they give you out every time somebody asks for a Bialy?
I can't say I haven't heard that before. Having the last name Bialos does conjure up that round, doughy pillow of bread with the onions in the center of it, known as a Bialy.
That's delicious, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
People
will be thinking delicious when they think of Jake Bialos.
So, Jake, we heard that it's 2 days from your first anniversary of moving to Hillsboro. Does it feel like it's been a year?
I feel like it's been a flash, but this kind of aurora borealis of great things happening. My friends in New York, where I was born and raised and lived my entire life, told me that I was crazy to come to a small town in North Carolina called Hillsboro. And I just had the faith that there'd be something here for me, but I had no idea of how much was going on. And it's been a great year.
You already fit in because you've done the number one thing us Hillsboro people do, and that's ignore stuff New Yorkers say. So good job. Good job. Just totally blow it right off.
Well, that's a good idea, actually, because coming to Hillsboro, I've realized come to certain realizations, and one of the realizations is that New Yorkers are some of the most provincial people on the planet, and they very myopic about what there is to find in community. So it's been an eye opener for me, and I'm not ignoring my friends in New York, but they've receded into the background when new people have emerged.
They're dead to you. Just admit it.
What have been some of the fun instances of culture shock since you immigrated here from your home country?
Well, there have been many. First is the absolute constellation of pork products and red sodas that are available to you in North Carolina that you would not have in New York, one of which is called Dang, with an exclamation point, or maybe it's Bang, but I think it's Dang. And that's a red soda from Georgia. But here in Steve's, you'll find all these red drinks that are a real revelation. Palate pleasers, I would say.
How did you choose Hillsboro out of all the small towns to move to?
Well, that was an interesting development. That my wife was born and raised in Columbia, South Carolina, and I was married in Columbia. We had good friends from Columbia that live in Chapel Hill. But we looked at Savannah, and we looked at Atlanta, and we looked at a lot of places. And when we saw Hillsboro, it just clicked. Partially, it's just a beautiful little town. Walking around here is I do artwork, and it's just constantly inspiring, physically, to see the place. But it's now, there's many reasons. The community both the art and the music community in Hillsborough is so strong and so well supported that it makes it hard, if those are your interests, to live anyplace else.
Good answer. So your medium is drawing, am I right? Or painting? Both?
Yeah. And I couldn't believe it, but the week after I came here, Tom Stevens, who owns a gallery downtown, started a figure drawing workshop. And I've been doing that for like 30 years, ever since I was a kid in New York, actually. I did figure drawing at Art Students League, and I was an art student. But here it was, like, in the place I had moved to, and the quality of the experience was just amazing. It's like so many things, it's better than it is in New York, where you have to take the subway to get there, and it's crowded and smelly and everything else. This is, like, very clean. It's a clean, well-run machine.
Oddly enough, except for Tom Stevens' gallery.
Don't put on a black light. Oh.
Well, I'm going to be in a show there. Tom invited me into a show on September 8th, so that's a little plug for me.
What's up with the show? What's going on there?
He's doing a second show called Au Naturel, which is all figure drawing, which is what I do. And it's a group show, which I like, because it's a lot of people that I've met and respect, and it's kind of an honor to be hanging with those people who are pretty much accepted artists in Hillsborough here. So it's an accomplishment after only a year.
Well, we have one of your drawings on our wall, because in some of the events that you've attended here, you'll do sketches. So we have your drawing on the wall here of your Bastille Day sketches, and I have your interpretations of the noir at the bar on my home office. So if you attend some of these events, there's a chance the great Jake Biolos may sketch you.
That's true. Well, Eric, I'm really flattered, and I always thought you had excellent taste, but now I know that you're a true appreciator of fine art.
It's called a maven. I am a maven.
And humble.
Very humble. Much more humble than Alexis.
That's true. I'm the best. So, Jake, your style is really interesting. It seems like a combination to me of like Ralph Steadman and Egon Schiele. Like, it's so interesting the way that you draw people. Had that style?
Yeah, this thing has been developing my whole life, but you just nailed it. Steadman and Schiele. I'm on that continuum.
It's a pretty wide continuum.
With a little bit of Otto Dix thrown in. You know, it's not necessarily all sunshine and light.
There's a darkness there, yes. Jake. We see your darkness.
Otto Dix, oddly enough, was the name of the club we formed while I was in college. We'll talk more about that when we come back after the break. But in the meantime, we do have an opportunity for all of you out there to help us settle an argument once and for all. So if you go to www.howdyhillsborough.com/Lana or Lana, you can help us choose and settle this argument. And is it Lana or Lana?
What
go to the website and pick. The winner will be revealed next week. But until then, stick around. We'll be right back.
Well, I sharpen my teeth to take another bite. Well, I burn both ends from night to night. Dance, dance, dance. Talk, talk, talk. Well, the walls are so thick that I can't even walk. Dance, dance, dance. Talk, talk, talk. Well, the walls are so
Howdy Hillsborough. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsborough, everyone. It's Sunday. We're here on 97.9
No Point.
WCHL, The Hill. My name is Alexis Bravo, so I'm here with my co-host Eric Pruitt. We are bartenders at Yonder Bar, among other things. And we're here with our guest, Jake Biolos.
That's good.
Yes? Okay, good. I don't want to mispronounce your name. And we're here at Steve's Butchery looking for meat. That's what I like to do on a Sunday morning. We're also here to answer some advice questions. Jake, are you ready to help me answer advice?
I'll do my best, Alexis.
Good. I expect nothing less. If y'all have your own advice questions, you can pop them into the jar on the bar at Yonder.
Stick it in there.
Shove them in.
Just jam it in.
Be creative.
It'll fit.
If you don't want to do that, you can enter them on our online portal.
Submit.
At chapelboro.com/Howdy Hillsboro.
Submit to Alexis.
Somebody asked me a question. All right, let's start here. Dear Alexis, people always say you should face your fears, but should you? For example, I'm pretty scared of snakes. I don't think I should go learn how to handle snakes and spend time with them. I'm just fine avoiding them and staying scared of them. What's your take on facing your fears? Well, I think it depends on what your fears are. I don't think you should go handle snakes unless, like, you can't leave your house because you're afraid of seeing a snake. I know someone who's pretty afraid of snakes, Eric. But you leave your house and you go on walks.
How do Alexis is allergic to peanuts, by the way.
I'm not, but I am scared of clowns. But when you go for, you do a lot of hikes in the woods and stuff like that. And how do you deal with your fear of snakes at that point?
I faced my fear. It's just like, you know, that's what Indiana Jones did. He's like scared of snakes, so they just throw him down in the pit full of snakes, you know. And then like after that, you can pretty much handle anything. So that's just kind of like what I did, is I just jumped into a pit full of snakes. And then afterwards, I wasn't afraid of them anymore.
So you're saying the fear factor approach?
No, I'm saying I was bit like so many times that now I have an immunity.
Now you're part snake. Jake, how
Jake,
do you...
What's your biggest fear?
Yeah, how do you face your fears? Well, first, tell us your biggest fear.
Well, I really don't like snakes, and I don't like heights, and I don't like excessive speed. So I like...
So if you were on a Concorde full of snakes...
Yeah, that would be face your fear and fly anyway. But I've gotten to like snakes a little bit better.
Yeah, how did
and
that happen?
I think by getting to know them. I spent COVID time in Florida with my wife's sister in the backyard.
Jesus Christ. I go out there
and play my guitar, and a couple of snakes came out and kind of just put their heads up and listened to me for a while, play guitar, and they were actually fine. You know, I didn't move, and they slithered away back to the warm wall, and I realized that snakes are people too. So, you know, they
literally
no reason to be scared of them.
By the way, you just mentioned my number one fear in the world, and that's
is it Florida?
Florida. Florida. Scared to death of it.
It's a scary place.
So next Sunday, we'll be coming to you live from Florida.
The Everglades.
I will have drugged Eric, and he'll wake up there.
I ain't getting on no plane, Hannibal.
All right, let's move on to this one. Dear Alexis, my boyfriend never cleans the bathroom. He does a lot of other stuff around the house. How did this become my job, and how do I get out of it? Well, one way is to just stop doing it and, you know, wait until he notices how disgusting it is, and maybe then he'll be forced to do it. That's what I would do, and that's called passive aggression.
You're so good at that.
Jake, you're married. How do you and your wife split up chores?
I do everything.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a very good division of labor, because everything gets done perfectly.
The way you want it.
Yeah, the way I want it. So I do the laundry. I wash the dishes. But I had an Italian friend once who said to me, "You wash the dishes? That's insane." He said, "The first time I was asked to wash the dishes, I broke every dish in the sink."
Well, that's one way to do it.
I had to do the dishes again.
Dishes
are
done,
man. I thought
that
was a little drastic.
Yeah. So your wife is just kicking it? Just reading a book?
She reads a lot.
I like this life. And tell me how I can get that.
But they say happy wife, happy life. My wife's very happy.
Eric? How do you and Lana? Lana? Is it Lana?
You can find out by going to www.hillsboro.com/Lana or Lana. Or is it Lana or Lana? Well, either one. Either one. But no, I'm kind of exempt from this question because we got like this magic thing in our house. And I can't explain it. I've never really told too many people this. But like when our laundry basket fills up, like suddenly the next day, all the clothes are clean and then put away. And like, it's not just the laundry either. Also, we've got like this sink where like I'll put all these dirty dishes in it. And like the next day, they're not dirty anymore and they're put away in a cabinet. So like, I think Lana and I are kind of exempt from this because we've got some magic thing going on in our house.
It's elves. It's elves. They do all your work for you. All right, let's do one quick one. Dear Alexis and Eric,
woo!
How do you deal with creeps at the bar who are drunk and flirting?
Man.
Depends on if they're flirting with someone who wants to be flirted with or not. If it's someone who doesn't want to be flirted with, then I will come right out and say, you need to go away. Or I will ask the person who's being flirted with to move to another part of the bar. Eric, what do you do?
I have physically removed people from his bar.
You have.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Jake,
we'll do that.
Have you ever protected someone from a drunk flirter?
I can't recall that, actually. But I guess I would.
What if some drunken person was flirting with your wife?
I have ways, I think, to handle situations
oh,
like
has
that
ways.
That I don't feel comfortable discussing in a public forum.
Is it a switchblade?
It's a skunk spray. It just lifts his tail and...
All right, well, just so everyone knows, Yonder is a safe space for everyone except snakes. And on that note, we're going to go to a break. When we come back... we're going to tell you what's happening at Yonder Bar next week, among other things. Stick around.
Johnny's got a lot of near size in. Shirley's got a lot on her lips. Jake's got a monkey shine on his head. And Deborah Ann's got a tiger in her hips. They can twist and turn. They can move and burn. They can throw themselves against the wall.
Howdy, Hillsborough.
Listen to that there, man. Listen, that is Jake Bialos, who is joining us here on 97.9 WCHL The Hill.
No point.
Thank you very much, Jake, for bringing us in. Hey, man, if you want to see Jake or maybe even myself or my co-partner in crime, Alexis Bravos, why don't you come hang out with us here at Yonder Bar in beautiful downtown Colonial AF Hillsborough, North Carolina. You can come in tonight. Tonight, Sunday night, which is the return of Jeremy Alder's monthly Sunday show comedy showcase.
Tonight.
That's going to be at 7 o'clock for only $10. You get to see five of the region's top prolific comedians. Tuesday brings the return of Hillsborough Open Mic at 7:30, rated the number one open mic in North Carolina by Dark Yonder Magazine. On Wednesday, we've got a very special edition from the Carrboro Film Festival showing a film called The Yurt. So come join us on Wednesday for Carrboro Film Festival. And then Thursday, live jazz returns once again, this time with Taz Halloween and Griffonzo. That's going to be something special. And speaking of something special, Friday night from 8 to 11, we have Jimmy, Ray, Swagger, and the Fussy Eaters. You don't want to miss that. And then followed up by Saturday with Slow Teeth from 8 to 11. Slow Teeth. And then guess what? We've got Sunday where we're going to be open from 3 to 10, and you might as well just enjoy the hell out of that because we're going to be closed for the following week. That's right, an entire week because Alexis is getting her nails done. But we will be reopened right after that on September the 12th, so don't miss out because we're going to come cranking.
And my nails are going to be dead.
They're going to be fire emoji.
Speaking of fire emoji, what's up with Taz Halloween? I've heard that name before, but that is the coolest name. Do you know that person?
Actually, the coolest name would be Frank Halloween, but Taz is just fine.
I think it's pretty cool. And speaking of music, Jake, we've talked a little bit about New York, late 70s, when you lived there and you were part of the scene that I wish I was born a little earlier to be present at. You told me you met your wife at a Bush Tetras show, which just blows my mind.
Well, that's actually true, and it was a blind date. And I was at the Squat Theater, which was a small theater on 14th Street, about to go see the Butch Tetras and Defunct, which was a kind of punk funk band at that time. And I had a telephone number. I called her up. I got in a cab. I went up to 54th Street. And there she was in capri pants and stiletto heels. Went back downstairs, got into another cab, went back, and danced the night away.
And that was, history was made that night.
Yeah.
But what was it like living in New York at that time? Was it as like magical as I think it was?
It was absolutely magical because it was the third or fourth musical revolution that I had participated in, because I was young enough to get the tail end of the folk thing. And I went to see Pete Seeger in a huge stadium with Odetta, and I saw all that. And then in high school, I wore purple tie-dyes to go see Jimi Hendrix at Hunter College Auditorium, which changed my life. I had to, got my dad to get me a Fender guitar that day, you know. And then CBGB's happened. And at first, me and my pals who would go to CBGB's, we thought that that was the end of music. When we saw the Ramones, we said, there's no other place. But now that's pop music. So it's it's really been amazing. But the scene itself, the early scene, was the just the perfect mix of bohemian splendor, of dirty New York. First of all, being on the Bowery there, and all the clubs at that time. It was very, very magical. And the people were, it was highly sexed, so it was a lot of fun. You know, they were, everybody was very kind of good-looking in a brutal way.
That's back when you could still get 15 minutes for a dollar in the nudie booth. These days, that's all done by AI.
You know, yeah. I've done my research, and there just aren't any peep shows in this country, literally. They are gone.
So you hear that? By the way, Yonder's new peep show should be starting in right there in the John Wilkes booth. Just climb on in.
Oh, my God. What a better use. I can't think of one. Do we have time for one question?
Yes. Well, I say yes.
Speaking of highly sexed, dear Alexis, what's your best tip for spicing things up in the bedroom? The disturbing thing about this question is I recognize the handwriting, and it's Lana. It's this scares me, but my best advice, take your partner to a peep show.
Yonder peep show starting in September.
I would say my actual advice is to communicate, actually talk to each other, because I think especially if you need to spice up the bedroom, that makes me think you're in a long-term relationship. And I think over time people just stop talking about sex. So talk about it, you know, tell people what your issues are. Or your fantasies. I hate the word fantasy, but I just said it twice.
I think eye contact is kind of important. Yeah.
Right.
It's you know, there's something to intimacy that's that needs that kind of contact.
Yeah. Don't just close your eyes and think of England.
Top two rules, yes. Relax your throat and eye contact. For me, it's like one word. One word to spice up the bedroom, and that is hostages. Hostages.
So, yeah, you heard it here, folks. Hostages and eye contact.
Folks, we want to thank y'all very much for listening. We want to thank our guests. Once again, can you tell me how to pronounce that name?
Bialos.
Jacque Bialos. So we want to, just kidding, we want to thank, I've been waiting all show for that. I just want to thank Jake Bialos for dropping in. Y'all come see us. Alexis, Eric, Jake Bialos, we're all here for you.
Jackie, Melissa,
anytime
the whole
you need
crew.
Us, come hang out with us. Until then, you're all set.
A lot of fun.